And welcome back. I have a guest here this week that I'm actually really excited to share with you. She's my very own personal coach that has helped me in so many different ways this past year. And even more so, I needed to have her on because this topic to me was so important. And there is so much clarity into finding our why. So that's what we'll be discussing today. Finding your why, the what that goes around it, and most importantly, the benefit of living in your purpose. So by all means, let me welcome in Julie Scott to Crystal Ball Clarity of It All. Hello.
I love you. Thank you so much for having me back. I'm a twofer now.
Twofer, two seasons.
I love this topic. I think it's going to be a great conversation, and maybe we'll get some clarity for folks listening too.
Yes. And that's really what I wanted to bring to these conversations for this new year. We will, of course, still have inspiring stories from people, but I think it's so crucial that we start having clarity conversations about just where we can navigate. And especially you listening, what are the steps that you can take from home that help you? And you're literally getting it straight from the coach's mouth over here, the amazing Julie. And I absolutely love that we can come together and we can have these conversations, which, you know, a lot of people weren't having before. So Julie, yeah. Can you please go ahead and just quickly introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
Sure. I'm Julie Scott. I call myself a lot of things, amongst them a self-expansion guide. I'm a feel-good junkie and I'm an ageless goddess. I'm going to be 56 in February and you wouldn't know it. Because I don't feel it. I don't think I look it either. So I'm feeling pretty good. I really love working with women, setting them free in their lives, and really just taking back their power and understanding that they don't have to keep their mouth shut, say yes when they want to say no, really just speak their truth. And the more that they really just become their authentic self, really just become who they really are and not try and pretend. So many things in their life come into alignment. Relationships improve, your health improves, you release weight. I mean, there's just so many things that come along with just honoring who you are. And that's what I'm really passionate about. So.
Yes. And that is exactly why I was so grateful to actually meet you. And it's really almost been a year since we met. And if everyone goes back, you will be able to listen in season 3, our episode. And we really talk about understanding your body. So please go back, listen to that one, and then come back here and finish up with us, because this was something of a heavy hitter when I met Julie. And you won't believe it, of how many people expect you to know your why, and they will straight like, why are you doing this? What are you doing it for? And I didn't realize that until joining Clubhouse and people just on an audio app where they don't see your face, they don't see some LinkedIn description of yourself. You have to sit there and then describe verbally who you are, what you are, what you're doing, and why. And when you're put on the spot in front of a lot of people, you kind of start guessing like, what and why am I doing the things that I'm doing? In that moment, I have to say, because this is where I want to start, is that I feel like I was still in the goal setting and goal mentality from a lifetime that no longer exists. Like as a child, I feel like I was still navigating in my 30s what I wanted from being a child. And I always say so many lifetimes have passed, you know, my 20s, now being in my 30s, and things have changed. A lot of things have changed, but I want to ask you this first. Why do you think we still are stuck in that setting, like the goal setting from our childhood, instead of ever asking ourselves what we want right now?
Well, that's what we're modeled. Right. I mean, I learned it from my parents. I learned it from other adults around me. And let's face it, as kids, we're just a giant sponge. And, you know, we just We don't have any kind of critical thinking skills. We just take in whatever we're taught and we create beliefs about ourselves and off we go. After we're 7, 8 years old, it's like, boom, 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 here we go. And I think it's just, that's it. I think it's just, it's conditioned into us. And we're not, I mean, even as little kids, we're, you know, it's like, stop daydreaming, you know, come on, focus. You know, you're forced to do things all the time that you don't want to do. So you lose track of what it is you really want because you're busy trying to please adults so that you can get playtime or toys or whatever, candy or whatever it is that you're being plied with to obey. So it's just kind of the nature of how human beings are raised. I mean, and I think really until parents start changing how they raise kids, that's going to keep perpetuating, unfortunately. But I mean, the good news is that we've got these big brains and we can raise our awareness and figure out what's running us if we take the time, energy, and focus to do that, which a lot of people don't. But when you do, as you know, your whole world opens up and it's like, okay, what do I want? I mean, I never really asked myself this question until I was like older than you are now, like 40. And I mean, it was a really tough question to answer. It's like, what is my why? What do I want? And I realized I'd never really asked myself that question. And I know so often we think about what we want or why we're doing, you know, based on what we've already done and why we've already done things. And it takes, you know, some focus to dig beneath the stories of what you're telling yourself to say, wait a minute. I'm actually doing this for the wrong reason. I don't actually want that after all, you know, but it just takes time, focus, and energy that so many women are giving out to everything and everyone around them, because that's also what we're taught, right? We're the nurturers, we're the moms. Women can historically multitask and do a lot of things. But what ends up happening is when you look at their list of priorities, they're like number 10 on their own list. It's like my husband, my kids, my family, my job, my mother, my father, whatever it is, you know.
The dog, cleaning the floor is before my shower. Yes, I feel like we definitely put ourselves at the bottom of that list. But what you really brought up for me was, I always reference it as running from a different engine, because everything that I was doing was for everyone else. Like the goals I had set, my why, what I was doing was ultimately, when I got to the root of it, was for everyone else. What everyone else thought success looked like, what everyone thought family and love and all of these things I was attaching to everyone else, and never asking, you know, what do I want now? Like, where am I at now? So I think that there is a secret sauce in that you have to start asking yourself questions, right? There's power in actually asking yourself questions, having that communication with yourself. And it's okay. When I first was in the midst of this, I was like, oh, this is like crazy people talk. Like, I'm going to be talking to myself probably in like the third person. Will I hear voices at this point? And I realized, no, that is what we are told just through TV. And it's actually good for us to talk to ourselves and get centered. So, but it's hard. I have to say, I felt like it was hard. I was telling myself it was hard because it felt like when I started working with you, Julie, I felt like I was up on stage alone with a little bit of stage fright and that one beam of light, you know, that's hot and makes you all sweaty. I felt like it was on me to answer these questions that kind of, you know, put me outside of my element. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to answer these. And no one else can answer them because we often put our power into everyone else. But in this case, I was pulling it back. It was shining down on me. I'm sweating. And I'm stuck with these questions and trying to brainstorm. And I remember utilizing your worksheet and coming to you and saying, hey, this is actually an area that I'm struggling with because there's so many things that I want to do and what I thought why I was doing them. One of them had to do with losing weight, to be honest. And it was like, oh, I want to lose 100 pounds. Mm-hmm. Like, do I want to get up every day and know that my why is because I just want to lose weight? Like, no, because I've been stuck in that same cycle for years and it has not moved the needle anywhere forward in my why. So I remember you saying, and I would love for you to go over this, like, tell me what you're feeling right now and what you don't want to feel. Like, tell me, start there. Like, what are the feelings you do want to feel? And I'm like, I want to feel 100 pounds lighter. You know, I just kept going back to this number or this thing that was so outside of myself when I was talking to you. So what do you, like, in that moment, do you remember that conversation that we had?
Yeah, I do. And it was, you know, it's classic. I mean, that's mm-hmm. what all of my clients do in the very beginning, because again, they're not in the habit of thinking about their lives in terms of creating a powerful vision for themselves, that because your vision is attached to how you want to feel, because how you feel is what creates your reality, right? I mean, you could be 100 pounds lighter, but if you don't feel confident, if you don't feel energized and excited about life and, you know, fulfilled and on purpose and all those other things, then your body is just one thing, you know, and it doesn't determine your feelings. I mean, yeah, it houses your feelings, but believe me, I know a lot of women who are skinny as a rail and they're unhappy. It has nothing to do with their weight. It has everything to do with what they're telling themselves. So it's really about tuning into a vision that you want for yourself. How do you want to feel for the rest of your life? You know, what do you want the rest of your life to look like or feel like? Because that's the true measurement of what's going on for you. If you feel trapped or stuck or bored or whatever, you know, it's, you know, the difference between that and feeling excited and lit up and, you know, joyful about your life, right? So I remember having to pull you out of the material world, right, and bring you into the emotional world, which is really where we live primarily. And it's like that drives us. So just getting you in touch with how you want to feel, that's the ticket, because that pulls you forward. And also having, we mentioned this before we started recording, but you know, creating a vision that is powerful enough that pulls you forward, you know, the kind of vision that when you close your eyes, and this is when you're manifesting, when you're helping yourself manifest what it is you want to create, when you close your eyes and you think about how you're going to feel, and you get into that energy and you're just like, yes, that's what I really, really, really want. And I feel it right now. I feel that right now. And you're in it. Like it's already happening. And then you come out of when you open your eyes and you act as if your prayers have already been answered. I mean, that is what I'm talking about. And that pulls you forward. You take action from that future, from that vision you have. It pulls you forward. And also too, once you get really clear on your why, when you do things that aren't in alignment with that, that's when you feel irritated. That's when you feel uncomfortable. That's when you're like, what's wrong? It's like, you're out of alignment with what it is you really want for yourself. And if you're really honest with yourself, and if you dig underneath the layers, that's what it is. That's what's pulling you forward. And I love that. It's so awesome to see somebody actually identify exactly what it is they want and get into that really powerful emotion. And then just see their whole face light up. And they're like, oh, I can have them. I can be that. Oh my God, I'm going to be that. I am that. You know, I mean, just kind of watching them transform right in front of you. It's just the best thing ever. Best thing ever. Yes. That's the first step, is recognizing, identifying, getting that feeling, closing your eyes, really being there, being thankful for it before it happens, and then taking steps in that direction every single day. It just lights you up. It's like what makes life worth living. I mean, I could cry. It's just like, that's what it's about.
That's why I wanted you on, because you really helped me step into my why. And even before, when we met and I was interviewing you, and I was not planning at that moment to hire a coach, I knew I wanted one, but you were expressing your why. And even just you sitting here, lighting up, talking about how it just pulls you through. I know that you've done had the experience, like you've done all of the work and have done this for yourself, finding your why. But when you talk about it, you light up. And I was like, I want to light up. I want to figure out this stuff. I didn't realize it was going to be first, you know, the shining, sweating moment up on stage. But then once I started to sit down with myself, I was like, oh, I should have been in the spotlight in my life a long time ago. And that's why I felt uncomfortable, because I was putting myself first. And there's no blaming anyone, because I'm stepping into what I want to do, and I'm stepping into trusting myself into doing the things I want to do. And that kind of leaves me into the conversation about our what. I feel like it's so crucial to know what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do. So what's one thing you're willing to do for your why?
It's like, I want to do, and I will do all the things that make me feel good. And what's interesting is all the things that are in alignment with my why make me feel good. So I have a really wonderful filter from that standpoint, because I feel bad when I'm not in alignment. So all that I will do are the things that make me feel good. And, you know, and yes, there's some work involved. There's tasks involved until I'm at the place that I want to be. Yeah, sure. I'm going to have to do some administrative things in my business that maybe I don't love until I can delegate, but they're still putting me on the path in the direction of where I want to grow my life, my business, myself. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that is true. What will you do? But I find for me, I learn that as I go along. I mean, I have a general idea of what I won't do. Mm-hmm. We don't need to get into obvious things, but.
Well, even going to go there, because for me, like a non-negotiable for me was just doing podcasts for other podcasters, to be honest.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
Like just not an interview, but like a full on production just to send it to them and upload, where me, my why is I'm doing this because I love the connection piece. I love connecting, because in that is the experience and the feeling that I want. I truly love doing this. And so maybe it's like setting up boundaries per se and figuring it out.
For sure. Boundaries.
Yeah. Because as whether you're an entrepreneur, someone who's ready for that mindset shift, or you're sitting here midday at work and trying to figure out your why, because you're still doing the same thing you did a year ago. I'm with you there, because it's so much easier finding what you're not going to do, but also looking into what you're willing to do. Like I am willing, and I get a light inside of me when I am sitting there and creating. But I'm also tapping into that creative piece, which I love, and creating the experience. So I'm getting the feelings, and I'm sitting there and saying, my why is like this anchor to my purpose, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
And I think it's important that we put ourselves first. We start asking ourselves the questions, including what do we want to feel? What do we want? And stop giving our power away, figuring out what and what we don't want. So take it one further. Benefit of finding your purpose. One, clarity. Yes. If there is not the word of the day when it comes to this podcast, is clarity. So clarity is a huge piece. What do you feel like is a huge benefit of finding your purpose?
For me, it's just like, once I figured out like what I'm here for, I just felt like all of a sudden I had a path and I was in the flow, and everything just like the next step just seemed so much more clear. It's like, oh yeah, this, oh yeah, that, oh yeah, this, because that's it. You know, again, it's, we've said alignment so many times, but if you're aligned with your purpose, the path is clear. Talk about clarity, right? I mean, the path is clear. It's like, and it's just, for me, it's like the ease and flow of how things go when you're clear on your purpose, when you really do know what that purpose is. And I think too that, you know, for me, I'm finding that my purpose is expanding. You know, because I have an initial purpose, but then I also have other ways that that purpose can expand. And we're meant to expand and grow. That's what, if you look at nature, that's what nature does. It doesn't question whether or not it's supposed to expand or grow. That's just what it does. And that's why I love how like a plant will find a home in a crack of concrete and then eventually break that concrete. I'm just like, you just got to go, wow. So it's like that. I think it just, you know, once you find your purpose, then it's like you're on a path. You feel so much more like, I know what I'm doing. Like I feel like I know why I'm here. I know why I'm here. It's that my path is clear and it's just easier. My life just felt easier. It's almost like when you're fighting and not in line with your purpose, that's when you feel uncomfortable. You feel frustrated. You feel angry and you don't even know why, right? It's like this underlying bitter feeling, right? That you're, and it's not that anything really happened. It's just, you just don't feel right. You just feel off. And for me, I mean, I know that I used to do a lot of numbing things, you know, just to kind of like, you know, check out, like watching hours and hours and hours of television or going to the movies all the time, or just, you know, just always kind of zoning out, you know, rather than being with my thoughts and feelings. So,
And being present.
Yeah,
being present is so crucial. And I think when we talk about clarity, this is something Tony Robbins did, and I've been following him for years, and he'll tell you to look around the room. So look around the room, think of anything that you see that is brown. Okay.
Yeah, I love this.
Yes, it's my favorite. And then
mine too.
You know, you come up with 10 things that are brown in your head and you're trying to remember, okay, I got 10. And then he goes, okay, how many blue things did you see? Because if your focus is on something, you're always going to be navigating and seeing that. And it just goes to show how crucial it is that you are really looking at those things and setting up the tools in your toolbox to say, okay, this is my why, here's my what's, and this is my purpose. Like, and you will start to really take the steps, like you were talking about, Julie, like you had these clear steps that you were able to take, and there doesn't seem to be the resistance. I actually glow brighter. I'm like, oh my goodness, I am doing this. And I'm saying no to people at the same time. Who am I? And just like the plant, like I just keep growing and growing and growing, but I am making sure that I'm revisiting it. Because Crystal, who Crystal is now, is not Crystal 10 years ago. She's not 10 years from now. Like, I want to be present and find clarity right where I'm at right now. And purpose is something that I lost at one point, which I've discussed in season 3. So to be able to find my purpose and to say, hey, I'm standing in my passion and really navigating from that has been so eye-opening. And I'm able to fill my cup to the point where now I'm giving back. Like, I'm looking into different volunteer options, like really looking into helping women with domestic abuse, to be honest, because it was something I suffered with as a younger child into relationships into my 20s. So I am doing the things that I truly want to do in ways that I can help others, but also I am navigating for my why. And I think that it's so, so crucial. And it just goes to show when you stand in your why, you are able to serve others as well as yourself, because we often forget that point. We have to serve ourselves as well. I have to eat too in order to help others eat. And it just so, like, as you can see, I'm so inspired about the why, and I knew I wanted this on season 4. And Julie has been the one that has broken me open mentally. And I do want to share this with you that's listening, is that I really went to Julie because of that 100 pounds. You know, I was putting everything into this weight aspect, and it was my mind that was truly the heaviest. And when I was able to start navigating from my why, knowing my what's, and then having a purpose, I was able to actually have a new light and know that there's not 1 pound on me that dictates my purpose or my worth whatsoever. So that's why, Julie, I truly wanted to have you on here. You inspire me in so many ways, and you inspire women and continue to do so. And I hope that you come back for many, many episodes. And I just thank you so, so much for having you on. And I know that you have so many things going on with this new year. So will you please tell everyone, one, what do you have going on next? And then where can we find you?
Oh my God. Okay. Way to make me almost cry and then ask me to talk. That's really nice.
You're welcome.
Anyway, first of all, I just have to say it has been such a delight to work with you and to watch your light turn on and burn brightly. And you're just, I'm just so, so inspired by you, what a seeker you've become and how you went after it. And I mean, that's, you know, I just facilitated a space and you did all the work. So I really honor you for the work that you did. And so where can you find me? You can find me on, I have a Facebook community that I'm growing. It's called the Confident Women's Community. And I do, you know, Facebook lives and their trainings. I have lots of free goodies in there that you can help you get on your path, that you guys can access in there if anybody wants to join. And I also have, a website. Of course, you can check out my website at itsabouttimebaby.com. That's my business name. I came up with that because I woke up in my 40s, so I figured it was about time. So that's why I came up with that name. And yeah, I mean, I love doing, I'm really passionate about one-on-one coaching, but I also have a wonderful group coaching program that I'm going to be launching again here in February. But it's a six-month program. And it's called Body Freedom Connection. And that's really what you went through is the Body Freedom Connection program. And it's really so much, I mean, about getting in touch with who you are and, you know, getting uncovering your stories and a happy accident or a happy result that comes out of that is often women will lose pounds, inches, and they aren't even dieting. So it's anti-diet 100%. So, yeah, I mean, those are the things that I'm doing these days. I'm sure I'll be evolving even more in 2022. But yeah, that's how you can find me. And thanks again for having me on the show. I love what you're doing.
Same. And I love our connection as well. I will put all of your links down below. And please even sign up for the group coaching because you will see a familiar face, or better yet, a familiar voice that you get to put a face with, because I will be joining in February as well. So please let me know if you are interested in Julie, reach out to her, follow her on Instagram, and her Facebook community is something I love. She provides the value that you need to start taking those mindset steps. So I just want to thank you so much for coming back and listening to this episode. If you truly felt touched by it, please go ahead, leave a 5-star review, buy us a coffee, or better yet, go ahead and send me a DM and just tell me what moment that really touched you and you really got value from. So in the meantime, go over, like, subscribe, push the buttons, and do the things for crystal ball clarity of it all. And I will see you next week for a brand new episode. Goodbye.